Who's expecting something today? Two people, three people, four. Okay, now everybody raises their hand. Yeah, we're all expecting. But for real, who is expecting something? Like, we ask God for things and He answers. We ask God questions and it's as if we're not expecting an answer. Like, simple things. Like, I just sat in my room one day and I'm like, you know what? Like, I don't know why. I just want to ask God questions and I'm just going to sit in silence until He answers me. And I'm telling you, He literally answers you. Like, the things that, questions that you're confused about, like, you have a friend, you have a situation. Hey man, how should I be in this situation? This is the same way we could be with Holy Spirit. The same exact way. Holy Spirit, what should I do with this person in this situation? And you just sit there and He whispers. He literally whispers into your heart. So that was kind of a short testimony this week. It just happened to me and I was like, just amazed about that because He's not only the helper, He's our comforter. So if we're in trouble and something troubles our heart, I literally say, Holy Spirit, this is what's troubling my heart. Like, Holy Spirit, comfort my heart. And that's what He does with His peace. I may not understand it, but it's His peace that surpasses understanding. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Touch your neighbor and say, pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention. Throughout the sermon, if someone's sleeping on you, say, like, hit him in the side and say, pay attention. Just a nice, you know, fatherly touch. Who's ready? Pay attention, come on. Matthew 14:22. If you have your Bibles, pay attention to your Bibles. Immediately He made the disciples get into the boat and go before Him to the other side, while He dismissed the crowds. And after He had dismissed the crowds, He went up on the mountain by Himself to pray. When evening came, He was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, He came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered Him, "Lord, if it is You, command me to come to You on the water." And He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out His hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat and the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped Him, saying, "Truly You are the Son of God. Truly You are the Son of God." Touch your neighbor, say, pay attention. Pay attention. What is your attention, or what are you paying attention in your life today? What do you pay attention? Like, pay? You pay attention. Attention is a currency. In relationships, in businesses, in everything, attention is a currency. Right? So I'm paying attention to you, that means I'm giving you something. I'm giving you attention, right? What is attention made out of? Time, what you see, right? What you look at, what you hear, what you're listening to, what you think about. Ooh, that's a big one. What are you thinking about? What are you paying attention to in your mind? You're giving something away. Whether it is in life, whether it is in a relationship, whether it is in a business, in a family, in a circumstance, you're paying attention to someone or something. So what are your eyes on? Where does your time go? Netflix, huh? No. Instagram. We'll pray for you. Unfollow you right now. No, just joking. But what are your eyes on? Where is your time? What do your ears listen to? What does your mind dwell on? What does your mind dwell on? Your life is filled with what you give attention to. Let me explain that. Like, if you don't pay attention to a person, are they really part of your life? Not really, right? If you ignore a person, you're basically, hey, you're not part of my life, get out of here. You're not paying them attention. In any relationship, if you don't pay attention to someone, what is that doing? That's distancing yourself. That's basically saying, my time, what I'm me looking at you, what I'm listening to, is not worth for me to pay. Or in other words, you can write this one down if you're taking notes. The level of attention you give something is the level of intimacy you will have with it. The level of attention you give someone is the level of intimacy you will have with that person. A best friend, for instance. If you never give them attention, are you actually best friends? Are you actually that intimate? No. Right? Maybe on Instagram you post a picture once in a while with each other, but in reality, they don't even hit your phone up. Any relationship that you don't give attention to, what happens? What happens to any relationship you do not pay attention, you do not give attention to? You do not give your time. You do not listen. You don't put thought into it. What happens? Simply, it dies. It just dies. Let's have an example. This is not my fish, though many of you might think it is my fish. The famous fish that I preach about. But I have a fish, for instance. Right? And if I did not pay attention to it at all, I did not pay attention to changing its water, I didn't pay attention to feeding it, I didn't pay attention to anything, what would happen? It dies. That's all the things in our life. When we don't pay attention to them, they die. What you don't invest to, what you don't give thought or action into, it dies. So why are we complaining when we say our spiritual life is dead, but we're not paying attention to God's word? We're saying, God, I don't know why it's dead. And we're all over here. Oh, dang, that's a cute photo right there. Man. Oh, good word, Pastor. Amen. Amen. You just hear other people say amen, so you're like, yeah, amen. Don't look at me. You've done that before. But for real. And we're saying, God, my spiritual life is dead. And God's like, yeah, it's you're not paying attention. Worship. God, I want to know who you are more. I want to worship you more. I want to worship you in spirit and truth. Yeah, when we're worshiping and lifting our hands and swaying and everything, we're thinking of where we're going to go to eat after service. We're thinking about, oh man, I still have to do this and this and this. Like, guys, worship is unto God. And He's the only one you can worship. I will love the Lord your God with what? With all my strength. Hold on, I need to pull this up. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. When we worship God, do we worship Him with all of our mind? Do we worship Him with all of our soul? Do we worship Him with all of our strength? Like, if we want to know God more, we got to worship who He is. Until that reflects into our life. Are you still paying attention? Yeah. Red light. Ooh. What happens if you don't pay attention to a red light? I mean, I haven't. There's been times where the Lord, I'm like, thank you for your mercy. Like literally, I'd be driving with the kids, stop at a light, and just keep going. And I don't even know why. I was just looking at the light. I don't know if I just wasn't paying attention in my mind. I was looking at the light, but I just went through. Or if you were ever just driving with somebody, it's okay, nobody got hurt. I'm a better driver now. If you were ever driving with someone and they ran a red light, what is the primary cause of them running a red light? Not paying attention. So when God gives us red lights or boundaries and we do not pay attention to them, what happens? We get in danger of getting hurt. And God's like, I gave you a red light. Why did you not pay attention? Now you're going into the intersection. Something's about to hit you. But he gave the red light. Red lights, guys. It's full of them. There's a red light in the Bible. There's a lot of green lights. Guess what? Because of grace, there's a lot of green lights. It empowers you to walk as Christ walked. But I'm telling you, there are some red lights in life that you must pay attention to, or else you will suffer the consequences. It's not God saying, wow, you ran a red light, I'm going to punish. It's not even about punishment. God gave you the red light for your protection. But if you choose not to pay attention to it, that's what just happens. Sin happens. Consequences of sin happens. You go on the path of destruction. Your attention is fuel, if you think about it. If you want a better relationship with someone, to be closer to them, what do? You fuel it by giving your attention. As soon as you stop giving attention, it kind of burns out. It kind of dies down, right? Do we fuel our relationship with God with our attention? And I don't mean just on the Sunday service. I mean throughout the day. Because if you want to be so intimate with somebody, you're intimate with them all day. It doesn't matter if they're distanced, like a wife and a husband, you know, they're still in contact. Hey, honey, just thinking about you, giving attention. Watch, I gave thought to them. I'm giving attention. I'm fueling the relationship. Do we give thoughts to God? Like, seriously, though, throughout the day. Wow, God, like, did you just see that? That's so awesome. Thank you for doing that in my life. God, you're so, just having a praise break in between your break at work. A worship break. God's just worshiping him because he is who he is. Amen? We can miss so much if we don't have our attention in the right place. Think about it. If I'm looking over here, and in the backs, I don't know, an elephant might have passed by. But if I'm not paying attention to that, guess what? I miss the whole elephant. And sometimes God gives us big warnings or even big opportunities. But if we don't have our attention in the right place, we can miss them. We can miss people because we're giving too much attention to ourselves. You can miss an opportunity to love on somebody because you're too busy loving yourself. Where's your attention? Verse 28. Peter answered, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. He said, what did he say? Go away? He said, come. Come. Because he was Jesus. He's like, well, he said, if it's me, it's me. So come. So Peter got out of the boat, and what did he do? He walked on the water. Man, that's going to be so cool to ask. How'd you walk on water? How did it feel? Right? He walked on the water and came to Jesus. Notice here, Peter was giving his attention to what? Jesus' word. And when we give attention to something, that means attention and then follows action. You give attention to something, which is followed by action. So look, Peter gave attention to Jesus' word, and by looking at Jesus, he didn't even just listen. Look, he listened to God's word, but he also looked at God's word. Jesus was God's word manifest, right? He looked at God's word, which allowed him what? To walk on water. See, there's things that are impossible that you're going to be able to do simply because you give attention with your ears and eyes on Jesus and what is he saying. Amen? There's going to be impossible things where you're like, this is too big to me. But Jesus says, just go. Okay, I'm looking at you. And guess what? You start walking on water and you're like, okay, it's working. Faith is working. God says, I have a word for you to give to someone. Go. And you might not feel comfortable. Do you think Peter was scared stepping out of the boat? I think he was. But he had more trust in God's word than in his feelings. We simply don't step into our callings because we have more trust in fear rather than God. Fear will always keep you away from what God wants you to do. Because fear is not from God. So he paid attention to Jesus' word. Peter's like, I'm going to come. Watch me. I wonder if his disciples were like, ooh, man. When we give attention to his word and to who he is, we walk above what's supposed to be below us. You're like, why am I walking in what's below me? Why am I walking in this swamp? Are you giving attention to his word and to who he is? Because that will provide the faith for you to walk above what's supposed to be below you. It allows us to walk in the storm. Think about this. In the storm, what do you pay attention to? On God's word and who he is? Or on the storm? And this is a big thing that I've learned. And maybe we don't hear him answer our prayers. Maybe we feel like we don't have God's attention because we don't give attention to him. God, I don't feel your attention. I don't feel you caring. I don't feel your love. And guess what? Where's your attention? Is it on him or is it on something else? Is it on the circumstance or is it on him? You know why attention is so powerful? Because what the devil can't destroy, he will always distract. He'll try to get your attention somewhere else. This is like, my fear for you guys is not like, oh wow, something's going to destroy them. It's like, no, you know why people don't come to services? You know why people aren't following God? You know why people are just busy with life and it seems like they don't have time for anything? It's simply because their attention is somewhere else. It's simply because they're distracted with something else. The devil doesn't even have to destroy sometimes. He just has to steal your attention. We're like, oh man, like, if the devil destroys my desire, if the devil does this and this, like, all he has to do is take your attention away from Jesus. All he has to do is take your ears away from hearing his word. All he has to do is take your eyes off of him. All he has to do is steal your thoughts to dwell on, oh man, I'm overthinking on this. These are my problems. All he has to do is steal your attention from dwelling on God's word. What he can't destroy, he'll distract. Verse 30. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. So what does Peter do? He looks at the wind. He looks at the waves. He looks at the storm. And what happens? He starts being afraid, and he starts sinking, right? Fear will always make you sink in life. Sink in your self-esteem, sink in your calling, sink in your confidence, sink in anything, in your relationships. Fear will always make you sink. But why did he get fear? Because his attention turned away from Jesus. Whenever we have fear, you know what? Fear is simply turning away our attention from Jesus. Instead of, my God is able, we say, man, I am not able. Instead of, man, my finances, they're trash, we're saying, my God is my provider. See, the attention is on the provider and the healer, not on the wound, not on the problem, not on the circumstance, not on the, oh man, I have to amount to something. God's like, you already please me. I died for you. Amen? Is this encouraging to someone? We simply need to turn our attention off of ourselves and our circumstances to Jesus. And because he has everything we need. Jesus is everything. Everything. But he was afraid and began to sink. Maybe fear isn't the issue. Maybe the issue is what you are giving attention to. I bet if we turned our attention from so many things, fear would not even have a right to step into our lives. Amen? That's why it's so important to be anchored in what God said. To be anchored in what God said. To be, have your attention, to pay attention, have your attention on what God said. Bill Johnson said, the only time that the devil's lies are appealing is when I lose sight of what God has said. The only time we start believing those lies that we know are lies that are not from God is when we stop looking and losing sight of what God has said. Amen? Some of us have gotten words, you're going to do great things in this ministry. You're going to have a business. And when we lose sight of those prophecies, because prophecy can be used in warfare. Words from God are for you to use in warfare. Saying, devil, no, you don't. This is what God said. What did Jesus do when he was in the desert and the devil's like accusing him or whatever? He's tempting him. Jesus said, no, this is what is written in the Bible. He used it as a weapon. And we need to use God's word as a weapon. But we can't use it as a weapon. You can't use a sword if you don't pay attention to it. You're just going to leave it. You got to pay attention. You got to give your attention. Give thought. Okay, this is a sword. I'm going to swing it. Amen? I'm going to swing it. Verse 31. Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? Oftentimes, this is what I love. This is like, maybe you don't love this, but I saw this as the mercy of God. But when we start focusing on other things and sinking, sometimes we have to sink for God to grab attention from us. Sometimes we have to hit rock bottom before we get that, oh, God, I actually should probably focus on you. Yeah. Sometimes we just hit, like, see, the thing is, Jesus grabbed hold of him when he was sinking. And Jesus will grab hold on you. He's like, hey, like, I want your attention. Jesus wants your attention. And he'll grab on, but sometimes it takes you sinking. Because when we sink, what did Peter do when he started sinking? He cried out. When we're in hard situations, when we start sinking in life because we started to pay attention to the wrong things, we cry out to God. And God, being merciful and gracious, grabs hold. Grabs hold. So it doesn't matter if you even feel like today you're sinking. I'm telling you, Jesus is grabbing hold of your life today. Jesus is grabbing hold of your hand today. It doesn't matter how you feel. You just cry out to him and Jesus is like, I got you. In the midst of the storm, in the midst of your desert. Verse 32. And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." You know what I love is when we give attention to him, he comes. He comes. We become aware of him. We give attention and we become aware of who he is, what he says we are. And we can all say, "Truly, you are the Son of God." When we give attention to him, all we can say was like, "Jesus, wow, you're so great. Jesus, you're so beautiful. Jesus, wow." Like you're saying, you're the Son of God. There's nothing else that is better than you. When we give attention to him. And this is what I love. It's giving attention to him will always result in worship. Because if you give attention, all you can do is worship if you give attention to him. Because he's that good. And attention will always lead to adoration. So what do you adore in life? And I guarantee the things you adore is what you pay attention to. If you adore yourself, guess what? You're probably paying attention to yourself a whole lot. Amen? Amen? Amen. Y'all are quiet a little bit. I like a rowdy church. Come on. Giving him attention will result in adoration of him. Like, it could be the difference between seeing 5,000 hungry people or seeing the bread of life who has no problem providing for them. Think about it. 5,000 hungry people, the disciples are like, "Send them home." Jesus is like, "No, you feed them." Disciples are like, "Are you joking?" But where were the disciples' attention at? On the 5,000 hungry or on the bread of life that was right in front of them? That they guess what? They were sent two by two right before this. And they did miracles. They cast out demons. They saw healings happen. And it's like they forgot that Jesus can do anything, basically. And they're like, "Wow, there's a 5,000 hungry people. Like, what we're going to do?" Jesus is like, "You feed them." It's like, "Well, we just healed. What? And what does Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is our provider. He gives our provision. He does anything. When we're hungry, he gives us food. But look, the difference between 5,000 hungry people and those 5,000 getting fed was what the attention was on. Some of you need to stop paying attention to people. Yeah? Some of you have to stop paying attention. Some of you have to stop giving attention to people. I don't even know your lives, but I know as soon as I said that, some people already got people in their head like, "Yeah, I probably shouldn't." Because then you're like, "Why am I struggling in my life? Why do I have so much fear in my life?" Well, where is your attention? Why are you paying attention to the people? This Michael Todd put it this way. Some of the problems we face are because of the people we embrace. Some of the problems we face are because of the people we embrace. What people are you embracing in your life? Those that you know that are going to tell you what you want to hear, or those that you know are going to tell you what you should hear? Hello. Amen? Amen? Look at this. David in the Bible, little shepherd boy, playing his little harp, right? Singing songs unto the Lord. He went to the battle scene, and he started asking, "What is the reward? What is going to be done?" "Oh, wife? Nice." But what does his brother say? His brother, look, this is his closest, like his brother, pretty close. Like, if you're brothers with someone, you're most likely pretty close. Right? And what does his brother say? Oh, I know your wicked heart. Why are you here? You just want to entertain yourself with the people fighting and bloodshed and all this. And what does David do? Does he give attention to his brother? No. He could have gave attention, and guess what? He could have been, okay, I have fear. Why am I even here? I'm just going to go home and be my daddy's boy, papa's boy. No, but what did he do? He didn't like, oh, wow, I'm going to pay my thoughts. I'm going to give my thoughts. I'm going to keep listening. I'm going to keep looking at you. No, he said, oh, let me turn my attention. Like, some of you need to turn your attention from some people. Amen? Some of you need to turn your attention from people because they're keeping you from following after God. They're hindering you from walking out the life that Christ has prepared for you. The calling. You're like, God, why am I not reaching my calling? He's like, stop giving attention to people who aren't part of it. Why don't I see people getting healed? Well, do you pay attention to the people who need to get healed? Why don't I see people getting saved? Well, do you pay attention to those who are lost? Amen? Are you fueling that? What is your fuel? Where do you put your fuel towards? Or maybe issues of gossip, where you talk badly about others. That's another form of paying attention to someone, right? You start gossiping about them. Did you hear? Oh my gosh, did you hear what Martha said? Did you see? Did you see what she wore to church? My goodness. Where's your attention? You know how a gossip problem is easily solved? Look at this. Eric Gilmore says, every time I talk against somebody, it's because I turn up my attention from Jesus. Think about it. If you're gossiping, like, turn your attention to Jesus. Oh, I don't want to gossip anymore. Right? Because when we gossip, we're simply turning our attention from Jesus onto a person's sin. And the person's sin is, guess what? You were there someday too. You were there sometime too. So we can't gossip about people while, like, man, this person, I just, like, with the intent of just breaking them down, making them look bad. When in reality, like, you should be looking, look how great their Savior is. I know God is doing something in their life. I'm going to pray for that person because I know Jesus is going to do something in their life. We give attention to Jesus in their life. Not to their struggle, right? Not to what we can judge. Amen? Gossiping, guys. Disgusting. It is. But that's because we give attention to the wrong things. And most of the time, it's not even attention towards them. It's just attention to our pride. Because we're like, I just want to make myself look better, so I'm just going to beat this person down. So I recommend, if you're having a gossiping issue, focus on Jesus, man. Don't try to stop gossiping. Try to give attention to Jesus, and you'll see how you stop gossiping. Because all that can come out of you is love, the love of Christ. Not the judgment, not the hate, not the critical stuff. Amen? I don't know if you've been giving attention to whether it be yourself, a problem, an issue. But I want to tell you, once you give attention to Him and see Him rightly, because when we give attention to God, we see Him rightly, you get to see yourself rightly, and you get to see circumstances rightly. Because it says, do not be conformed to the world. You know, to be conformed to the world, that means you pay attention to the world. That means being conformed is your thought life. To be conformed to the world is to what? It's to pay attention to the world with your thoughts. Well, what is the world thinking? What is the world saying? What is the world listening to? Amen? Would you know what repent means? To turn away. It's a 180 with your mindset. You're like, I'm no longer thinking like the world and its patterns, and now I'm thinking like the kingdom and my Christ. Amen?
So when we repent, guess what? Repent is simply, I'm turning my attention to God.
That problem will start looking like an opportunity rather than a problem. And it's going to be a testimony that releases God's glory. Amen? Amen. Are you paying attention to your emotions? How much thought do you give to your emotions? How much time do you give to your emotions? Don't let your mood rob you of your moment. Don't let your mood rob you of your moment. There's so many times in my life where I didn't feel like doing something, and then I just showed up because I know I should have, and guess what? That was when a moment God wanted to touch my life. But if we let our mood rule us, we're going to lose the moment. We're going to lose the opportunities that God wants to provide simply because, man, I don't feel like it. Man, you know, this circumstance, I feel depressed. I don't want to come to church. Man, this person, like, guess what? You're not robbing that person. You're robbing yourself of the moment God wants to have with you. Amen? Amen? Don't let your mood right now rob you of the moment. Come on.
Can I have keys come up? Actually, yeah, keys. Just keys. We're not at that level yet. Don't worry, we'll get there.
There'll be a moment for you guys. Many times we feel, like I said again, we feel like we don't have the Lord's attention because our attention is on something other than Him. Seek first the kingdom and all these things will be added unto you. Look, attention is where? The kingdom, not the things added to you. Except we as people, I as a person, we pay attention, man, like, I'm going to wear these clothes, I'm going to do this, I'm going to, my money. And like, my attention is just wasted on all the things that are supposed to be added unto me when I pay attention to the kingdom. Guess what? You pay attention to those added things, you get nothing back. You get nothing back. Cool, you spent your attention, you got those things, but you get nothing back from them. You pay attention to the kingdom, you give your attention to the kingdom, and guess what? You get stuff back. You get things added unto you. You get provision where you didn't see provision. You see joy where you didn't see joy. You see peace where you didn't see peace. Because you paid attention to the kingdom and you got something back. Paying attention to the things that are added unto you won't get you anything back. You'll just simply get the product and bye-bye.
Worshiping, guys. Worshiping is simple. Worshiping is so simple. It's just giving attention to Him. Worshiping is just giving attention. When you're mopping the floors, God, I'm giving you attention. I'm doing this for you. When you're at your job, when you're doing schoolwork, God, like, I'm just paying attention to you. Let me worship you. Worship is a lifestyle of giving attention to Him as a lifestyle. Amen? Oh, I guarantee you, you'll have a much more peace and joy if you have more attention to Him. Much more peace and joy. Because He's the only thing that can lift you up. Simply us. Everything else makes you sink. He's the only thing that will allow you to walk on water. Everything else, you'll sink. You can worship Him throughout the day. Mary and Martha. Again, same thing with attention, guys. Touch your neighbor, say, pay attention. If you don't have a number, say it to your neighbor, say it to yourself. Pay attention. Martha cooking up some grub for Jesus. But Mary just paying attention to Jesus. Look at that. And what does it say? Jesus says, she has chosen the right thing and this cannot be taken away from her. This cannot be taken away from her. But Martha was paying attention to what? The kitchen. On the just life. The routines of life. But Mary had her attention on Jesus. The woman who broke the flask. Her attention was not around. Look at this. When you worship Jesus, people are going to look at you weirdly. When you're going to have a lifestyle of worshiping and giving attention to Christ, people are going to look at you weirdly. People are going to judge you. But guess what? The woman who broke the perfume over Jesus' head and over his feet, she didn't care what people said. People were judging her hardcore. People were looking at her, like ridiculing her. But Jesus is like, no, Jesus, you have all my attention. This is for you. And what other people said did not even matter to her, because Jesus was just that good. Are people holding you back? Are you paying attention to the wrong people? Are you paying attention to the wrong things in your life? I promise we're almost done. Don't worry. Jesus wants your attention. He wants your love. He wants all of you. Not being split between lesser lovers. Let's rise to our feet. Not being split with lesser lovers. What are the things that have your attention split between Jesus and between something else? You're like, yeah, I give attention to him a little bit, you know, just enough. Just enough to keep our relationship going. But what are those things that you know you shouldn't be giving attention to? What are those things you know you shouldn't be looking at? What are those things you know you shouldn't be listening to? What are those things that you know you shouldn't be thinking about? Because that's going to rob you of your moment. That's going to rob you of the intimacy with God. And I'm telling you, those things, when you have intimacy with God, nothing else matters. Those things don't even seem like, they're like, whatever, this is not even worth my attention. You're above that. His love covers all, right? So even if you have been paying attention to the wrong things, I have good news for you. We can come with confidence to his throne because of Jesus. We can come to confidence to his throne, turn our attention from those things, and look at him. That's grace, guys. Like, even right now, if you're feeling like, yeah, maybe there are some things, all you have to do is turn your attention. You have that grace. There's no judgment. There's no condemnation. There's nothing, like, no condemnation in Christ Jesus. And you are in Christ. That means when you turn away, he's like, man, I've been waiting for you. I've been waiting to spend time for you. I've been waiting to love on you. I've been waiting for your attention. Matthew 22:37. And we'll finish with this thought, which we already read. And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. If you fulfill this commandment, guys, everything else, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry, this is the first commandment. It's the law of love. It's the law of love. It's no longer the law of the law. It's the law of love. When we start loving him with all our attention, with all our mind, with everything, we fulfill everything we need to do. Seems too simple, but that's the gospel, guys. It's a simple thing. Instead, we try to earn some stuff. Like, you can't earn anything. You just can love God. And he just does things. Amen? Amen. Can I have the rest of worship team come up?